Find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
So I guess there are a lot of tiny particles of plastic in the food we eat and the water that we drink. But if you think about it, if you're consuming that stuff on a daily basis, that really adds up. And according to a new study, we ingest so much plastic. It's actually equivalent of eating an entire credit card every week. That is disgusting. And also, I'm very concerned for my stomach. The main source of sources of delivering that plastic into our bodies are water, shellfish, beer, and also salt. Well, I don't drink the beer, but I do enjoy some fishies, and I do drink a decent amount of water, so that's concerning. And also unfair, you're supposed to be consuming water. So, do you think it's safe? It doesn't seem like it's making all of us sick, really, but I don't think it really can be that great for you. The study's author says it should ring the alarm for governments. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, something else really scary and concerning for anybody who goes to any tourist locations. You're always thinking like, touristy places, cool, fun, and a must-see. So you know how, I still call it the Sears Tower, but Chicago's Willis Tower, they have the observation deck on the 103rd floor, and it actually cracked into 1,000 pieces recently. A mother and her two children were standing on the glass when it broke. And, you know, like anybody in a situation like that, you're either going to jump or you're going to move really quickly. And they froze and looked completely pale before walking to safety. That's what I actually meant. And the Willis Tower says the trio was never in danger. They weren't hurt at all. They were obviously safe after this, but still super terrifying. Can you imagine? You're just like standing on glass looking down at the road below you, which is, by the way, 130 floors all the way down there. Yeah, I'd be terrified and hope I wouldn't die. So I'm glad they're doing all right, and I'm hoping that the people at the Willis Tower are going to do what they can to fix that and ensure that it's going to be super safe for anybody else who wants to go, you know, visit that anytime soon. But that's Coffee Talk for this morning.